Over the years with regard to faith, and it still continues to come up because it's part of the deeper life teaching. And tonight we're going to call our teaching Faith is Holding On. Faith is Holding On. Now, one thing we're learning with regard to faith and our faith, and that is that it has many diverse angles to it. It has many, many aspects with regard to faith, because we know that faith is obviously believing in God. We are of the faith. We walk by faith. Everything is appropriated by faith. But with our faith and our faith walk, with each of us, practically speaking, it's very diverse and very different. Many angles are attached to it. As we know this because the promises of God, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus, is absolutely huge. There's really no beginning and no end. Even when we read the scriptures and all that's contained within it and all the promises that are there, we see that faith, our faith, which of course is a gift, is absolutely enormous, as is with God, because there is no beginning and no end with Him. So this work that God is doing in each one of us is absolutely huge, immense. It is absolutely eternal, the workings of God in your life, in my life, and in this church. And therefore, when we begin to see the vastness, the greatness of our faith, and the gospel of faith, we begin to realize why it's important that we hold on. In whatever our circumstances, whatever we go through, simply because of the nature of it. It is so enormous. And that's really something I want to stress this evening, because this is really how God was imparting this to me as I was preparing this, the enormity of this. I don't think we've really begun to comprehend. It's not really entering as it should do just how vast, how big our faith is and our walk with God. That is why it's a gift. And And this is why faith comes as we come together and hear and listen to God's word. But the reason that it's so vast, it's so huge, is because faith has to work through lives, through complexities, through situations. It has to work through a fallen world where sin has entered into the world. Faith has to work in its complexity, because we're told that Satan is still at the moment the god of this world and shortly to be put down. So we begin to understand how great and how complex our faith walk is, and the complexities of life and what we go through each day, and the trials and the various things that we encounter. This is why we need to hold on in faith with whatever we encounter. We go through at times areas of financial situations. We again need to trust and hold on in faith, that we know that God will provide and give all our needs according to his riches in glory. We need to hold on to repairs in our house, things that need to be done, things that need to be changed, things wear out. Again, it's all part of faith, believing, trusting the Lord. We have to be in faith, trusting God for our cars, that God will look after them, that he will keep them. We know that spares are needed, repairs are needed, and it's all a great expense. And these things are ever going up more and more in cost. This is why we hold on to the faith. We hold on to the faith in all these practical things. Things that need to be replaced in the house. New boilers, new gutters, hedges need cutting, gardeners, and you name it. Everything is wearing out all the time around us. Thank God that he blinds us from a lot of it, else we would be nervous wrecks. And this is why we look to Jesus. We look to his word. We hold on in faith. We hold on in faith for our families, for our children. Our children that go to schools, that they're opened up to so many things of New Age and the occult. We hold on to our families, and we believe for our families when it looks as though they're going from bad to worse, or they get involved in things, or we find that in our families the daughter or the son is facing a divorce. There's so many complex things that we each day face. This is why we need to be in faith and hold on in faith. We need to be in faith when we journey, when we go in our cars or in coaches, or we travel on aircraft or on a bike or a motorbike or whatever it is. We trust by faith that God preserves us. Then of course we're holding on by faith for this church and what is contained in this church, its ministry, its example, its witness. We hold on to everything, the gifts that we have, the ministries that we have. We hold on, we believe by faith. We believe by faith for the word that comes out each time. It's God's pure word, undefiled, changing us. We have to believe by faith when we pray for the word of God. Pray by faith that we will be those witnesses, whether at work or with our family or our neighbors or wherever we find ourselves. Again, we need to hold on in faith for these things. We know that we hold on in faith when we go through trials, much trials, of which we're told that we enter the kingdom of God by. We hold on by faith in our temptations. these attacks of the enemy. We have to hold on in faith when we come in prayer and our prayer time, believing that we come, when we come before Almighty God, that He will hear our prayers because we're praying the prayer of faith. Again, these are the reasons why we hold on. I could just go on and on and on with this, and you can add your list. This is why our faith in God is huge. It is massive. There really is no beginning or ending to it. So only God can be the author and finisher of our faith. This is why to believe it's a miracle. The very fact tonight that we're here in this room listening to this message is a miracle. It isn't in us otherwise. And it certainly isn't in us to hold on, to endure to the end. That's the last thing man ever wants to do. So this is absolutely huge what God is doing in these last days. And this is why, as it says in Habakkuk chapter 2 and verse 4, he says, his soul is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. And that is how we live, brothers and sisters. It is by his faith. And when you're dealing with his faith, there is no beginning, there is no end to this faith, which is a gift given to each of us. It's sad, but this is the truth, but it's sad that the Bible shows that there will be, in the end times, very little faith, considering that we live by his faith. It is his initiative in the first place to grant and give us this gift in which to believe. And yet, sadly, we're told, aren't we, in Luke chapter 18 and verse 8, Luke 18 and verse 8, I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man comes, will he really find faith on the earth? Faithfulness, the question, will he find it? It's raised with a question mark, and he probably won't find a lot, because the Bible shows us that there will be the great apostasy, the great falling away, which we're already seeing. It's all around us. Sadly, there's a famine today of hearing the word of God. Sadly, God's house is laid waste because people are not devoted to it, to build it. They're too interested in their own lives, building their own homes, their own careers and hobbies and so forth. Because there's no cross that's preached today. This is why the cross has to be central in our lives, because everything stems from the cross, that we also are to take up and follow the Lord. So that our cross that we take up deals with that self-life that gets in the way from wanting to be part of building the body of Christ in these last days. This is why it's in such a state. This is why such little teaching about the cross is preached in our pulpits. We don't mind preaching and teaching about the cross that Jesus took, and thank God that he did. He was faithful and obedient to the end. But when we start to talk about disciples taking also their cross and taking it up daily and following, that is where you lose most, sadly. And yet that's what we find that releases us, delivers us from self, because self is the biggest problem that gets in the way. So holding on by faith, which of course is what we're talking about this evening, is a huge, immense work that God is doing in all of us. And this is why he says in Luke 18, verse 8, will he find faith or faithfulness when he returns? That's the tragedy. Because we're now experiencing the great falling away. We're seeing paganism coming forth, particularly in the Western world, like we have never seen before. So there is this remnant that God has who's faithfully holding on by faith, believing, trusting the Lord in these last days. See, faith must have more of God revealed. You see, unless we are seeing more of the Lord, unless we are growing closer in a relationship with him, we're never going to be faithful in holding on. What does it say in Romans chapter 1 and verse 17? Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. For in it is the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. And that is how we are to walk. There is no other walk, no other way than believing God each day, each moment, each second. That is believing in his character, his personality, his faithfulness, his love, his holiness, as well as all these promises that we read in the Word of God. We walk totally, completely by faith. That is the way we're justified, that is the way we please God, and that is the walk he's working within each one of us if we allow the Holy Spirit to do it. That is why the principle of our walk is that we decrease, that he increases. And this is why you are preserved and kept and nourished by the life of Christ that now lives in and through you. What we're to do is yield to the Spirit. What we are to do is to let go of those areas where we still resist God from wanting to completely take over. And that is why we have to hold on by faith, to allow the Holy Spirit to do this deep, deep work in our lives. As he is indeed, as he says, he's the author, the finisher of our faith. And all of this comes, as we know in Romans 10, that faith comes by hearing the word of God. So as we open our hearts like we are tonight, and as we are listening to that word, so it quickens our faith. It feeds our faith. It helps us in which to hold on, to endure, to stay, to see through. You see, faith holds on to the fact that you walk by faith. And this is why we hold on, because every day is a walk of faith. You have walked by faith today. You are listening to this teaching by faith this very moment. And if the Lord tarries, then tomorrow you continue to walk by faith. For example, in Romans 11 and verse 20. Romans 11 and verse 20, of which it says, well said, because of unbelief they were broken off, and you stand by faith. Do not be haughty, but fear. So we know that Israel was broken off because of her unbelief. She rebelled. She didn't want to walk by faith. But the scriptures tell us that we stand by faith. It means that I stand, my whole being, I stand, I walk by faith. It's the idea of being upright, having life. Because if you're dead, you don't stand, you're flat out on the floor. So if you have life, then you are upright. And therefore that idea of standing, being upright, means that I stand, I walk by faith. He is my life. He is my all, my being. Everything I say and do, I do by faith. And God is going to bring us to that place and realization and understanding of how we walk by faith. Trust and believe God by faith. And God is going to make you more and more sensitive to this. That it's not you doing it because of your intellect, your ability, or so on. He's going to bring us all to such a place through the working of the cross where we're totally and utterly, completely dependent on Him. That every breath I take is because of Him and it is a gift. That is what He's doing, and He will do if you want Him to. And the more you are dependent on God, the more you will become sensitive that you walk by faith and not by sight. And everything that we believe for, including the greater works, everything that we're trusting God for, comes by faith and nothing else. We sadly have so much of a counterfeit faith today. That comes out of man's knowledge and mind and thinking. And because he feels anointed, somehow he equates that as faith. Many times, faith doesn't accompany feelings or emotions or whatever. It's simply trusting, believing in the Word of God and the life that lives within me, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's got nothing to do with how we feel. As I've said many, many times, some days we don't feel as though we're Christian. We don't feel as though we're a believer, but it's not based on that. It's based on what Jesus says over your life and my life. That's what it's all about. And thank God for this. Thank God that He's settled with His Word. Thank God that He's spoken His Word over my life. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's why it says in Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5:7, that we walk by faith and not by sight. And we still at times have a problem with that. We're still at times wrestling with that, because it means that God doesn't want to use anything of me other than just a yielded vessel led by the Holy Spirit. But that's what God wants from each of us. When we're yielded completely over to Him, then He can do His work in and through us. And not only that, but as we're yielded over completely to Him, then we begin to learn the mind of the Spirit and how God works. When we're yielded over to Him, we find it's no good trying to work out, it's no good trying to understand in the intellect, in the emotions, in the feelings. I can only understand as I'm yielded and as I wait on God and walk by faith, then I get the revelation and understanding of God's mind and will and how He's working. You don't know what God is saying. You don't know where God is moving. You don't know what His will, His desire is, unless He reveals it to us. And it's such arrogance within believers to assume and think that they know the will of God because they know the Word of God, or they're intellectually clever, or whatever it will be. We know nothing unless it is revealed to us. And this is why He reveals to the humble, the meek, the lowly. This is why we have to have that childlike, simplistic faith and standing before God. Because it's by revelation He reveals the will of God to us, which in return quickens our faith. Jesus walked by that principle. We've said many, many times, he said, I do only that which the Father reveals to me. And your holding on by faith is because it is revealed to you. The same he's revealing tonight by his word. He's telling you and I, hold on by faith. That's my will. That's revelation to you. Just believe it. Don't question it. Whatever you're going through, I will equip you. I will give you the revelation. I will give you the life, everything that comes as a result of faith, believing, holding on. He will do the rest. This is the rest of faith that we're to enter into, brothers and sisters. This is our deliverance. This is what starts delivering us from those fears that still hold on, that will hinder our faith from trusting God totally. All the while there's fear there, you will go to the arm of the flesh in trial. If we're still going to the arm of the flesh, they are clear indications that fear still has to be removed. And he will do it. Because he loves us, he first loved us. And that's why faith is worth holding on, so that he can completely deliver us, which he will do with the overcomers, the sons of God that are destined for the throne. It is a complete deliverance with our faith. Isn't that wonderful? That's why he started that work. He will complete and finish it. Hallelujah. There's another good reason why faith holds on, and it's very obvious, but we lose sight of it at times. But faith holds on because we are to receive the promises of God's word. How can you receive blessings and promises of God's word if you don't hold on? I remind you again of something we know so very, very well in the scriptures. Mark 11:24. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. So there's another reason why we hold on by faith. For Mark 11:24 to be fulfilled in your life and in the house of God. That is why endurance is so vital. That is why staying with it is so vital, because you will see your prayers, your faith that you're holding, believing, confessing, will come to pass, will happen, will manifest. Otherwise, what's the point of holding on? We can forget that, can't we? Something that can be so simple. Faith also holds on for another reason, because few are holding on. Many, sadly, are either compromising or falling away from the standard that God presents for his people. For example, Galatians chapter 3 and verse 4. In many ways we know where this speaks of the dead church at Sardis. It's very much spiritually what we're in today. And what does he say in verse 4? You have a few names, even in Sardis, who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy. What does it mean there? It means they've not compromised. It means they've held on. It means they still look to all the promises of God's word. It means that they still have a heart and spirit and desire to walk by faith and not by sight. That's what it's meaning, brothers and sisters. Sardis, there is a few. This is why it is a remnant. This is why we don't see a lot. This is why tonight, brothers and sisters, you can see it for yourself in this room. Sadly, you see people come in. They stay for a minute. They stay for 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes, and then they go. Most go. They don't stay. And the reason they don't stay is because they can't hear. And the reason they can't hear is because it's divinely given. You hear, you stay tonight, because it's God's mercy and grace over your life. It is a gift. And more as I go on in this walk, I value this, I praise God for this. Because it wasn't in me. What a blessing this is. Yes, some of you are saying amen. Hallelujah. Because that's what it's about. What have we done to deserve this? Absolutely nothing. Yet here we are, blessed to God, hearing eternal life. And yet you can see it with your own eyes. Many come in, don't stay for long, out they go. They can't take it, they can't stomach it, they can't see it. I know it can seem very frustrating. It can seem at times, oh, who is there? Well, that's why Jesus said, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst. As I've said many times, if Jesus said, where 2,000 or 3,000 are gathered together in my name, there am I, I think most of us would have to go home. Certainly full gospel assembly. Not that we limit God, even on that, for it is good for souls to be added of God to the assembly. That is healthy, that is moving forward. So, but we take these principles to heart. But faith holds on, because few are. How about 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2? 2 Thessalonians chapter 3 verse 2, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all have faith. So there are those that Paul says to the church at Thessalonica, don't be deceived, they don't have faith. They're preaching a different faith. You see, the faith that we are being taught, the faith that God gives us, nobody can keep it in the natural. It's impossible. Because our faith, every step of faith we take, there's always an obstacle. There's always a mountain in front. And for most, sadly, they can't walk like that. Because you can't be in control in a walk like that. There's only one who can be in control, who can remove those mountains, is the Lord Jesus Christ, who lives in your life. That's why it's not by might nor by power, it can only be by the Spirit of the living God. How do you know you're walking by faith? It's quite simple, because of the obstacles that are in front of you. That's the clearest sign that you walk by faith. There's another reason why faith holds on. I know we know this well, but turn with me to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. And we look at verses 89 and 90. Psalm 119, 89 and 90. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides. And that's the faith that you walk by. The very faith that spoke the worlds into existence, this world, that created man, that made you and everything, that is the same faith, belief that you stand, confess and believe by. Because it's our faith is a gift, it is God's faith. Isn't that wonderful? You know, why profound, but sadly at times we do, don't we? So if it looks negative, it looks hopeless, it looks impossible, it looks as though nothing can be achieved, it looks as though it's a million miles away, well then I've got good news for you. You're walking by faith. You see, faith holds on. It holds on in any situation, no matter how long it requires, whether it's knocking at that door, whether it's confessing, just believing the word of God, confessing the promises of God, whatever it is, however faith is working through you this day, it's holding on. But I can tell you, if you're walking by faith, because everything in front of you, around you, above you, looks completely impossible. Not only does it look impossible, but it looks negative. If that is your experience and your walk of faith, then I can tell you, you're right with God. You are in the right conditions. You are experiencing what it is to walk by faith, because everything is against you, naturally speaking. There's another reason why we hold on by faith. Faith will not be denied. Faith will not let go. Faith will endure, and it will stay with it, because we know that the very conditions that are so negative, the very mountains, the very obstacles that we're all encountering, are the very means for faith to operate and be exercised. Faith needs those obstacles, because faith is like a muscle, and a muscle has to be used and trained. So the very obstacles that faith sees is what exactly it needs in order to overcome and to experience and be blessed by the promises of God, which are yes and amen in Christ Jesus. There are times that we feel like giving up. We wonder what on earth is happening. There are times when it seems as though God has forgotten me. I don't know how much longer I can stay in this situation. These are all real experiences. But that is exactly what is needed, what faith needs. When you find yourself questioning, doubting, that is what faith needs for you to have a stronger faith tomorrow or next week. If you battled today, or you have doubted today, or you have wondered, or asked yourself, do I really walk by faith? They are the very conditions that you were to go through today in order for you to have a stronger faith tomorrow. You say to me, Pastor, well, how do you know that that will be? Well, We're holding on, aren't we? If we're holding on, staying with it, and that's a great grace and mercy of God, then that's why we need to go through what we go through. Sometimes it's difficult when you are expecting something, or you believing for something, and it turns out negative, or it doesn't happen. You can feel very despondent, very down, and you start to question, does this all really work? Well, just think again, I need to go through this in order to have a stronger and greater faith. I need this experience and stronger faith. See, even the negative, even the obstacles, even the mountains, even your circumstances, everything that's against you, God is using that, working that in your life together for good. You cannot go wrong. Isn't that wonderful? That God is so in control. He's in control of even when you sin or you fall short of the high standard. He's in control when you're battling unforgiveness. He's in control when you believed and prayed for something and it didn't materialize or manifest. There are all the very conditions he uses for which your faith will triumph and overcome. Faith must have those mountains. Faith must have those obstacles. Faith must have anything that's opposite to faith in order for faith to reveal and show itself how great and mighty it is. Because this faith that I speak about is God's faith. And that faith is a gift given to you to give you the power and the ability to believe. Amen. Heavenly Father, thank you tonight. Thank you for encouraging us. Father, you know the weaknesses, you know we battle the unbelief, we doubt, and how vocal the enemy can become. And yet you have shown tonight that all of those things faith needs to be strengthened for us to overcome and to walk by faith and to hold on. Lord, it is wonderful how you use the negative to bring about the positive. Help us, Lord, with this. Help us not to be downcast. Help us not to question anymore, but to simply walk each day with that simple childlike faith and trust. And to know that you have started that work and you will complete and finish it in our lives for your glory. This is why we hold on. This is why we endure to the end. The power of faith, which is a gift from you, supporting, holding, sustaining everything in our lives. Because it's not about us, it's about you. But faith must also have the cross, which we too are to take up daily and follow. Because the cross deals with the self-life that will hinder that faith, which is a gift, manifesting in and through our lives. So Lord, as we decrease, may you increase. For this we ask tonight, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Well, praise the Lord. I believe, again, the Lord has spoken. He's encouraged us. There's just something about when we teach the deeper life and we teach about faith. There's such a blessing, such anointing that God just places on our work, on his work. And we just know, don't we, that we can't go wrong in this. He's not saved us and called us to go wrong, to go adrift. We're destined for greater things, for the throne of God. We're destined for eternity. Let's continue to take our eyes away from these things that try to hinder us in this life. Let us become kingdom-minded. Let us look upwards, look away from this world and all its lies and its allurements, those things that try to cause us to compromise on. Just allow the Holy Spirit to work that in your life, because he'll do that.
My whole life down before you and cradle.